Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting third. The DH, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scott Hammond. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Todd Van Poppel. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting 9th. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cliff Young. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gates hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kirby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga hits a line drive into center field. Blankenship picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Blankenship. Kirby goes all the way around to score. Berga moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Steinbach scoops it up and throws to first, with Van Poppel covering, for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hammond hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Hammond reaches second base with a double. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hammond moves to third. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hammond tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Brant Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton bunts towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Kirby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kirby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kirby takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hammond for a passed ball. Kirby moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Kirby. The throw from Hammond and he is safe. Kirby steals third. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive towards third. Espinoza reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fermin is 0 for 1 in the game. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette strikes out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirby. Bordick reaches second base with a double. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hammond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hammond strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Darling now pitching. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gates is 0 for 2 in the game. Gates strikes out. 2 outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sierra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Sierra reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Espinoza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Espinoza is 0 for 2 in the game. Espinoza takes first base on ball 4. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 0 for 2 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Espinoza moves to second. Two outs. Junior Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Espinoza scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Paquette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hammond hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gates is 0 for 3 in the game. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kirby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirby hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Henderson. Berga reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bell is walked intentionally. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Berga. The throw from Hammond and he is out, Paquette applying the tag. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0 for 3 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sierra is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sierra moves to third. Eric Plunk now pitching. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sierra scores. Steinbach moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bordick strikes out. One out. Jerry Brown pinch hits for Scott Hammond. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Hernandez now pitching. Mike Aldrete pinch hits for Lance Blankenship. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.